822 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. You ever thought about being in a show? Carl Sandburg College has a play that's going to be coming up very soon. We're going to chat about it this morning with the Instructor of Theater Humanities and Fine Arts at Carl Sandburg College, Mr. Robbie Thompson. Robbie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, thanks for stopping by with us here this morning. How long have you been at Carl Sandburg College?
I just started.
See, not very.
2019, I was okay. More time spent in a pandemic than actually working at the position.
Yeah, which has not been fun, I take it. Right.
Well, a lot of online classes.
Yeah. Well, so, and that's the thing. It's been just obviously a crazy, strange year, whether you were teaching or no matter what you did. And then for you on the theater side of things, it kind of took away a little bit from things you were able to do. And like you said, with the in-person learning, because I'm sure a lot of that, the instruction is probably works better in person for some things, and especially on that side, on the acting or performance side of it. But now you are going to get to have a show, which is a really good. I mean, we talked about this with sports. Like, okay, some of them are having a strange time, but at least the kids are getting to do it. And in this case, at least those students that are interested are going to get a chance to participate.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we had to cancel our show last year. We did a show in the fall, but it was just actors and it was taped. It was kind of one of those things. But now we're ready for the big deal. We're ready. We're going to be, the show's going to take place outside. It's called Love's Liver's Lost by William Shakespeare. So, it's that longstanding tradition of Shakespeare under the stars. We're going to do it on campus. So there's I don't know if you got, how many people have been out to that campus, but it is gorgeous out there. There's a lake, a little small lake there, and, So we're going to put up the stage right outside on that patio, next to the lake. We'll have have everybody. I'm talking more about the show than auditions, but I just kind of want to pick up on what you're saying a little bit. We're still on the trail on the back end of a pandemic here, and we're going to try to be safe. You know, we'll have masks and everything. We're going to do the show outside. I'm hoping, the official answer right now is that the actors will be wearing masks during the performance. But, you know, things change. I'm hoping I'll ask again in
day to day sometimes. right.
I'll ask again in May. And if we're all vaccinated, yeah, hopefully by then things will work out. But tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, we have auditions from 7 to 10 in the theater at Carl Sandburg College. It's the EIF building. And that'll be, the 18th. So it's the day after tomorrow. I know it's kind of quick, coming up, but if you want to get out and you want to just, an opportunity to perform, we're going to be doing some Shakespeare. So we'll have masks during the rehearsal process. We'll probably rehearse, in the theater. And then we'll move to outside when it gets nicer. And it's just going to be a great experience, I think, for all performers here in town.
Let me ask you about last year's program that got canceled. Had you already been in rehearsals at that point?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was so sad, so bad for the students. But we are going to do the show. There's a guy that's in the show, and I just met him last year. And he's just – I just love – I think he's like Ryan Bowman, I think. He's a student. And he was like the only one that's still coming back next year. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do this show. I'm going to do it just for you. it's a good show. It's called Proof. This is rights pending, but we were doing Proof, and we had to stop midway through. So now it's back on the docket. It's back on the docket. We're going to try to do it in the fall of 2021. So
fall of this year, later this year. Yeah. I know it's hard to remember what year it is even at this point. Still 2020? I don't even know. Robbie Thompson, Instructor of Theater Humanities and Fine Arts at Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. So auditions coming up on Thursday from 7 to 10, F Building at Carl Sandburg College. So this is open. It's not restricted to Carl Sandburg College students. Is that right?
Correct. That's been my philosophy, okay, is that students should work with the community if they can. Eventually, hopefully, especially with a community high school students. I just think there's going to be I'm hoping to establish a really good connection there. But I think there's something that we can learn from. You know, Prairie Players has some good talent, and I think there's some good talent around here. Sugar High, Galesburg Theater Festival, Coffee Bean Theater. These are all theater companies. Knox College. So many theater companies, I think, that we can pull from that can really help to teach my students, you know, in some way. I mean, even if they teach them what not to do, you know, I mean, I can sit there after a rehearsal and we can kind of have a little conversation about the practical application of what it is I'm teaching in class.
You know, what's interesting, at a community the size of Galesburg, there really is a lot of different venues or outlets for people who are interested in theater to participate. And it's not, there are some of the same people, but it's not all the same people. There's different people that do different ones. So there's an opportunity for everybody, really.
Right. Yeah. There's, just different genres. I think when I used to like to do the Shakespeare, so that's what I like to do. I think people do cabarets. You know, if you like to go have a drink and listen to music and party, that's the cabaret. Yeah, there's lots of stuff. Or if you want to see some good drama or good comedy, go to Knox College. I mean, I think there's a lot of opportunities for performance, but art in general. You know, the fine arts here in Galesburg I'd like to say they're thriving.
Right.
I was just talking to Eric. I'm not from Galesburg originally. I grew up in Decatur, Illinois.
But my daughter went to Milliken.
Okay.
So very familiar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I worked with Milliken kids, students. They definitely have an impression on me. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, that's all right. There's so many different opportunities here for a community this size that are interested.
I think there are.
Robbie Thompson, instructor of Theater Humanities and Fine Arts at Carl Sandburg College. The show is coming up. Love's Labor's Lost. It's a Shakespeare play. What, you know, talk about for people that aren't in the theater or side of things, the difference between the musical and the play is there is music and there's singing, but that ability other than to sing about, like, with the acting, is there a difference in the way it's approached if you're in a musical as opposed to in a play?
Oh, sure. I mean, specifically with Shakespeare, I mean, people get, like, degrees and terminal degrees in just Shakespeare. So he certainly is a standalone type of genre. So yeah, there are techniques and processes that I try to teach, certainly that I teach in class, and will be teaching my students as they go along. My hope is that the community will kind of pick up on this and find it interesting, some of the things and I've discovered over the years working on Shakespeare and been taught myself. So yeah, so we'll apply some of that stuff. Usually with Shakespeare, there's like a week of table, what we call table work, where we'll just sit at the table and we'll just talk about the play. We just figure out like what he's saying, how the words work, how to communicate. I always say that if you don't know what you're saying, then the audience isn't going to know what you're saying. And so we do make sure that everybody knows what they're saying. And it's, you know, people get concerned with Shakespeare, but I have to remind everyone that it's English.
Right.
So, I mean, now granted, there
might be the King's English, but it's still English, right?
Yeah. So give yourself some credit, right, is what I usually say. I think maybe the vocabulary, but I think we all learn through context clues when we're growing up. Like, we can kind of understand what people are saying if we miss a word. And that's the same thing with Shakespeare. You know, if you miss a word, let it go. You still know what's going on. Just, I think sometimes some people, in my experience, I run into people who have had a bad experience in high school where they had to read it and they didn't want to, or they saw a really bad production of it where people were reciting it and not knowing what they were saying. And so they have a bad experience and they're just like, oh, I can't do shit. Well, that, to me, isn't Shakespeare. That was just a, you know, bad experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because somebody said, what, light through yonder window breaks? That's not necessarily Shakespeare. Just saying.
Just the line.
Right. Robbie Thompson is instructor of theater, humanities, and fine arts at Carl Sandburg College. The auditions on coming up on Thursday evening, Carl Sandburg College Theater. That's building F at Carl Sandburg College. So it's open to anybody that's interested. And I guess you make a really great point about us. I guess it doesn't matter if it's Shakespeare, but that would be one, just even understanding what's being said, because how can you portray to the audience what is written on the page if you don't understand it?
And I do. I think that happens more often than we'd like to admit. Sometimes, at least that's what I wonder when I go see it. I'm like, do you really know what you're
right?
What you're saying? Yeah, we have all those resources available. Like I said, I teach Shakespeare in a class, so I feel confident that I'll be able to help the actors be confident in what it is that they're speaking, even if they've never done Shakespeare before. You know, it's meant for the masses. It's bawdy. It's, you know, it can be sexy. It can be engaging, I think, and funny. It's a comedy. So we're gonna pull out the comedy, and it should be a lot of fun.
I guess it really doesn't matter what the show is. It's, and maybe it's less in some other genre away from Shakespeare, maybe less knowing what the words are as to maybe what the writer is trying to say or who that character is and what they're trying to say.
Sure.
To get that across to the audience.
Right. Well, I mean, developing a character, I mean, right. That's absolutely something that we work on, right? Developing a character based in the given circumstances, what we call the given circumstances of the play. So the author lays out what we call the given circumstances, and you have to kind of adhere to those. And become those characters that the author is hoping for the actor to be. You know, there's subtext involved. There's actions. The simplest way to explain it is just you figure out what the character wants. What does the character want, and what are they doing to get it? That's acting.
I guess becoming that character too, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
one of my favorite teachers, Bill Kincaid, who taught acting at Western, said that this process, and I kind of teach a little similar to him, or try to anyway, is what to do when inspiration fails. So actors feel something; they just know when they're in the pocket. You know, just like any sports player, we just feel it. We know it. We're not in our heads; we're just in the moment, and that's inspired moments. So what we need to do is our research to have that stuff right there when that inspiration fails. So when we're not in the pocket, we've got all of our tools, you know, to fall back onto. Most importantly is what am I doing to get what I want, right? That's some basic acting. Like, what does this character want? What is he going to do to get it?
Robbie Thompson, instructor of theater humanities and fine arts at Carl Sandburg College, joining us. Okay, so for instance, with an audition for somebody preparing, say somebody wants to come Thursday night, they're interested in doing this. What tips do you have for preparing for an audition like this?
Sure.
And especially if, like, maybe somebody who's never even read Shakespeare or not familiar with this. I mean, do you go online, look it up, or at least look up and kind of read through it, or what?
Well, I mean, there's lots of I'm not expecting anything from someone just coming in who's never done anything, right? Whereas with my students, yeah, I'm expecting a little bit more. So, I mean, it's a little bit it depends on the actor. But the advice I would have is to don't try to hide the poetry. You know, really hit it's because it's iambic pentameter. It's a beat, you know, de-dum, de-dum, that's supposed to be like representative of our heartbeat. So I would say, don't be afraid of any of that. So don't be afraid of the language. Don't be afraid. I mean, know what you're going to say, figure it out, and then say it. Say it. Use the poetry, the pentameter. Normally in a situation like this, you would bring a monologue. You'd bring like a 1-minute monologue that you have memorized already. But I'm not, you know, if you have that, great. If not, then fine too. You know, I'm just going to take in and we'll give you a couple of lines and we'll see. I think I'll be able to tell, you know, based on if a person wants to do it enough, then you can kind of have an idea on how they'll do it when they finally figure it out.
Well, and also, I guess you got to be ready to project your voice because, mm-hmm. I mean, if you're looking, going back, if you're doing real Shakespeare, there was no microphones, there was no amplifiers, there was no speakers, that they were projecting to whatever the entire
sure.
crowd, and you had to be able to get the voice out there and hear. So I guess, you can't be.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't be timid.
Yeah,
you
right.
I mean, you got to kind of, you have to put it out there. What I always say is, like, you become a sacrifice. The actor becomes a sacrifice. We feel the things so that the audience can have an empathetic response. And hopefully from that empathetic response, the audience will do something. At least that's the philosophy behind that. You can't be timid. But even if you don't want to be involved in the show, there are places backstage if you want to work on props or costumes or build sets. I mean, there are opportunities for you backstage as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. I guess we forget about there are so many other things that go into a show behind the scenes, so to speak, that that you need people for as well.
Yeah. Well, mostly it's – I was just talking to my wife about that. Mostly it's part of – you know, I just kind of do it myself, and then I have like students come in. But since we don't have any students, yeah, I might need some help to put things together.
English accent required?
No.
Okay. Just one.
No. That's a whole theory of thought, too.
Yeah. You've not heard sports to hear Tyler do a sportscast in his best Shakespeare. As round ball falls through hole.
That's great.
Robbie Thompson, Joy, he's an instructor of theater humanities and fine arts at Carl Sandburg College. If you're interested in the show, you can audition on Thursday evening, 7 to 10. It'll happen at the Carl Sandburg College Theater. That's Building F. What about if somebody's interested in maybe helping out behind the scenes? What do we need to do?
Yeah, okay. Come then. We'll talk then. And we'll find a place for you.
Yep. All right. And the show will be May
7th, 8th, and 9th outside okay. Under the stars. Hopefully, you know, we will have a rain stage, I hope. I'm pretty sure. So if it does rain, then we'll move inside. But, okay. But we want to be outside, you know, with blankets and snacks and things.
Well, again, it's open to the community. If you'd like to audition, again, coming up on Thursday evening from 7 to 10, Carl Sandburg College, F Building, the Carl Sandburg College Theater is where the auditions will happen. Robbie, anything else we need to know about the program at Carl Sandburg College? People interested in the fine arts and humanities?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you asked. So I'm relatively new, but we are in process of what I call a renaissance. It's kind of put on hold with the pandemic, but boy, I think there are some new teachers. I think they there was like a hire freeze, and now there's and I could be misquoting, but I think there was like three or four new teachers on board. There's like new administration jobs have been shifted around. So I think that, boy, we're itching. I feel it. I feel energy, but we're kind of, to Shakespeare, like greyhounds in the slips, meaning that we are ready to move forward and to do things there at the college. Now I think we're all on the same page. But as soon as this pandemic is over, we're gonna hit the ground running out there at the school. The program is great. We got Arts Day. We just started last year where we're gonna bring in high school kids. So to see a play, to listen to the choir, the music, to maybe tour the art department with Lisa there. So that's some great experiences that we're offering to the young people, to the students, to the high school kids, to come in and participate and see what it is that Sandburg has to offer. You certainly get a degree, as always, you get your associate's degree, and I'm working on two, what we call two and two, the pipeline to get the students from Sandburg to Western. I'm actually going down to Western Illinois University this Saturday to talk to the chair of the department there. And see their show, Monmouth, Knox. So we're establishing those two and twos. We're just trying to get kids, graduated, get completers, and get them the education that they deserve.
Absolutely.
I feel like, I got a pretty good, bag of tricks, a bag of theory that I can share with my students to make them better actors and hopefully better people.
Well, I guess if as a student, if you thought like, okay, I'm interested in theater and, you know, I'm going to have to go directly to the 4-year school to start. No, you don't. You can start right here. It's a whole lot cheaper and you're going to learn a whole lot and, you know, for a whole lot of bang for your buck.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And usually cheaper. Like, we have scholarships available.
Less expensive, I mean. Yeah. How about that?
Well, no, I'm saying we have scholarships. Right. I mean, right. I think there was a semester where I lived home. I don't know if you want to live at home and you then a scholarship to pay your tuition. I mean, you can get the first couple of years, get that resume builder. You know, you take that to a 4-year college. Like, look, this is what I've done. And so I don't know. I think non-traditional students do well in college at the university level. I think it's a great opportunity for students to move on.
Love's Labor's Lost auditions Thursday evening, Carl Sandburg College Theater. That's the F Building. Robbie Thompson, Instructor of Theater Humanities and Fine Arts, Carl Sandburg College. Robbie, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it. Very nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Looking forward to chatting with you again sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll be in and talk about the show in a couple of weeks.
And a deadly March 6th crash. Sandburg earns accreditation for medical assisting program.